This is the episode of The Upside that Callie has been waiting for 4 weeks.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited, and really years, because you haven't done this segment in years, and that's how long I missed it.
The name of the segment, as it's known on The Upside with Callie and Jeff, is going to be Name That Noise. And it's so simple. It's a radio contest that a million radio stations across the country have done. Callie first heard it when I worked at Q100 here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is figure out what the sound is. That's it. And then you win a prize.
And it sounds so simple, right? But it's not. How long did your contest usually last when you guys were doing it? I mean, it
would go weeks. And we would play like 4 or 5 times a day, and you could only hear it once. So, well, we can talk more about it later in the show.
But the point is, it takes way longer than you think it's going to, and it'll drive you nuts, and I can't wait.
Now, even though we're not going to officially kick it off for until about 15 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now on the episode, I will play you the sound so you can think about it. Oh,
okay, a little teaser.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's really hard. Are you going to play it again?
No, that's the rule.
Wow.
All right, we'll kick off Name That Noise coming up in the next 15 minutes, 20 minutes here on this episode of The Upside.
The Upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I'm grateful that yesterday I didn't care. I had breakfast for lunch.
I'm really glad that you embrace that, because I am so the person that would love to have breakfast for dinner, and you're never into it.
I would do Brenner.
I love Brenner. Like, how fun is it to have like waffles and French toast at night? So yeah, fun.
I would totally do that. But I had to make an emergency run to Target yesterday to get some dog food.
That was the weirdest thing. Our dogs just decided I think we got a bad batch of food.
It's possible. I mean, it's dog food, so it could have been stale, or it could have been maybe it got packaged incorrectly. But for whatever reason, Purina did not hit it out of the park with the bag of dog food. So we're like, you know what, let's just go get another one. And for whatever reason, an egg sandwich popped into my head. So I came home at 1 in the afternoon.
While you were at Target?
Yeah. And I made one. So well, that's what I'm grateful for today.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I'm grateful for all of the work that you, Jeff, have done with our business stuff this week. Jeff has been grinding, spending hours and hours and hours going through the most not fun stuff ever part of our business, like tax stuff and small business loan stuff and just a heap of stuff. And I'm so grateful that you're doing it. I would be terrible at it, and you're handling it like a champ.
I am glad to do it. I also am terrible at it, but
learning
as I'm doing.
It's just, is it the admin stuff? Is it a complicated process, or is it just not fun and super boring?
It depends on what it is. Dealing with some of this small business stuff that I'm trying to navigate, I'm not good with inefficiency.
Right.
And that's dealing with a lot of like random government paperwork and this and that. And that's not efficient. So it frustrates me. But I'm navigating it. I've kept the Titanic away from the iceberg. We're doing good.
So perfect. Well, anyways, I'm really grateful for that. And I appreciate all the work that you've done on it.
You're welcome.
We have asked for people to call and tell their crazy roommate stories, because everyone has a crazy roommate, and the calls have not slowed down at all.
Hey, Kelly, this is Laura from McDonough. I'm calling on a crazy roommate story. When I was a student at West Virginia University, I had also had a roommate that liked to party and go home with gentlemen from most of the time. So when she didn't come home the first night, we were like, okay. Second night, then didn't show up for class Monday. Now we're worried. We then get a call from the Morgantown Police Department. that she has been found and is at the medical center with carbon monoxide poisoning. The gentleman she had gone home with had died, and we needed to come on up there. So frantically we do. She fortunately was fine and then was telling us to hurry and get rid of her drug stash because her mother was on her way to pick her up and she was dropping out of school. Yeah, good times. Ironically, when her mom came, she just went on and on about what a horrible influence we were on her daughter. Not so much. Love you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Can you imagine a worst first date? If you hook up with somebody
and they die
first
of all, when she said Morgantown, I thought at first she said morgue and I was like, oh my God.
No, she wasn't in the morgue. The guy that took her home was in the morgue. She was just in the hospital.
Right. But also it's funny, this trend of parents saying that their college age friends are bad influences. Like, I think the bad influence thing applies to middle school and high school. But when you're in college, you're a grown adult. Like, no one's influencing you to do anything. And if they are, you're the one that needs to grow up.
And if you're influenced at that age, it's your own fault. Like, you can still be influenced.
Right. Like, in high school, you want to be cool. In college, you're like, yeah, I'm not feeling like going out tonight. I'm going to sit on my couch and order a pizza.
You should know better is the point.
Right. You should know better by the time you're in college. And parents should know nobody's influencing your kid in college. They're probably going crazy because you made them that way.
we also got messages on Instagram. The one that I just set to your left, Callie, is worth a read. Give credit where it's due. Who sent that in?
Nicklet.
All right.
Is her Instagram name. So I have a crazy college roommate story. My college dorm roommate wasn't someone I knew going in. She was an only child and not used to living with.
Stop right there. She was an only child, not used to living with other people.
Is this speaking to you already?
Yep.
We had a bathroom for the entire hall to share with multiple stalls on one side and then multiple shower stalls on the other. So it was a noisy place. She couldn't go number two in the bathroom. She would go out to her car, drive up the road to the sketchy gas station, go in, ask for the key to the bathroom, which was on the back of the building, to do her business every time.
I can relate to that roommate because when I went to college and the first year of college, I went to school in Erie, Pennsylvania, and the dorm was the same exact setup. And the people who came from big families were in there like having conversations across the shower stalls or like in across the toilet stalls, like with each other. Mm-hmm. And my only child brain could only process things like, why are you talking to anyone? You're naked. You know what I mean? Why are you talking right now? You're pooping.
You know, I got through the entirety of college without ever having a communal dorm bathroom.
Well, you were able to move out of your
dorms
after the first year, weren't you?
Yeah, but even in the dorm, like we had a suite. So it was like two bedrooms and then one bathroom.
Yeah, I haven't really lived until you've shared a college dorm bathroom.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. So I'm calling about the roommate stories. I lived with three other girls in a townhome, and they would all gang up against me when anything came along. So no one ever believes me when I tell this story, but literally one day, my grandfather passed away. I had to immediately fly to Texas, and I left. And when I came back a week later after attending the funeral, my roommate, I walked in, and she was like, we need to talk. And I was like, oh, she's trying to be nice. She wants to be, you know, she wants to console me. How sweet. She called me the C word, the four letter C word that I will never utter out of my mouth because I left the dishes undone trying to catch a Delta flight out of the Atlanta airport within 2 hours. Unreal. Needless to say, I moved out 2 weeks later. So no one believes me on that one, but I don't know if it gets any crazier than someone dying and blaming the dishes on them. Love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
I would like to know how all of these people are doing in life. Like
now,
right. Like if they go on to be normal adults and they're like, oh my gosh, I was such a jerk when I was in college, or I was so clueless in college, or if they're perpetuating the crazy that they learned at home that made them crazy at college.
I know you didn't watch it yesterday, but the video I sent you of that, you are like, I'm taking a break from new stuff. I'm not going to watch it. It was a, group of women who were on a playground. And I would imagine that the people in the dorms whose mom got their back and everything grew up to be these women.
Got it.
Because there's a cop standing there and he's like, look, I'm just the cop. It's a city park. The city council closed the park. You got to leave. And the women are yelling back at him like, what? We're not, it's illegal to get vitamin D. And he says, look, ma'am, it's not my rule. The park's closed. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
Call the mayor on Monday, but just leave the park, please. I don't want to do this. She escalates it to the point where he says, look, I'm going to count to five. And she's like, don't even count. Just arrest me. And turns around. And he did.
Nice.
And I would imagine that people like a lot of these roommates that we're hearing about.
Yeah.
Are the people who go on to not think the.
It's a sad way to live.
And the guy was, I felt so bad for the cop because he's like, look, I don't know what the right answer and the wrong answer is. I get paid to enforce the law. The mayor made this rule. You got to leave. Like,
you know,
help me. Just help me out.
You know, like, what I feel like I've learned lately about law enforcement, and I don't think this is like across the board, but from watching Live PD and all that stuff, it seems like they really don't, like, they don't get enjoyment out of arresting people for no reason. Like, a lot of times, at least what we watch on TV, cops are like, okay, let's not do this, you know, play by the rules, just, you know,
I've heard
or whatever. Like, there was someone on Live PD a couple weeks ago that was like, she was not in trouble at all. And she kept yelling in the police officer's face. And he's like, ma'am, just like, don't yell at me. Like, come on, let's just get through this.
I think even at one point she was the passenger.
She was.
The woman got pulled over because like her brake light was out or whatever. So he was just going to give her a note, you know, a warning or whatever.
Right.
But the other woman starts losing her mind. And he even looked at the driver and said, can you control your friend? Because I don't want to deal with this.
Right. He's like, I don't want to arrest. Like, I don't.
Nobody's going to jail.
And there was another one member and she wound up getting arrested.
Yes.
Because she was being such a pain and she never would have gotten in trouble.
Right.
Same thing. We watch way too much Live PD. But the week before, remember, this guy was just like checking out a car to make sure it wasn't dangerous. And a guy from 50 yards away was screaming, just like being a pest. Okay. And the officer was like, please go away. I'm trying to deal with these people. I'm trying to do my job.
He actually said the sentence, if I come over there, you're going to jail, which is the police equivalent of,
if I have to turn this car around,
yes,
you're all going to be in trouble. And the guy was just like, don't make me come up there, because if I come up there, I'm going to arrest you for getting in the way of me trying to do my job. And the guy would not shut up. And sure enough, he got arrested. I have a couple of announcements going into the weekend. And this is going to be what the first one is going to be more of like a relevant to you today and tomorrow kind of thing. So if you're listening to this on the day of release, which is April 24th, I am this Sunday, which would be the 26th at noon Eastern, going to be on Instagram Live doing a free Pilates mat class. My friend Lily owns the Daily Pilates here in Atlanta, and she has had to, you know, close her business and is doing a lot of online stuff. I love her. I think her energy is absolutely amazing. And we've been doing some private Pilates workouts, and I gotten a bunch of questions about it. So we're going to go live just so everybody can kind of see, you know, what it's like, and, you know, no judgment because nobody can see you. So you can even just come and like lurk on the class if you don't want to take it. So all you need is yourself, a mat or a towel or whatever, if you have them, weights if you have them. If you don't, she suggests like canned goods, or she actually said water bottles or wine bottles.
When you say weights, it's important to note that Callie uses 2-pound weights.
I use 2-pound weights.
So yeah. So it's not like a full, like if you told me weights, I would think it would be
20
like
pounds.
Yeah.
No, lightweights or like canned goods. And then just follow on Instagram at the Daily Pilates. And that's THEDAILY Pilates. And we'll go live. I'll be on her Instagram Sunday at noon Eastern.
You just spelled out the two easiest of the three words.
You think Pilates is the hardest?
When you're comparing it to the and daily.
Okay, how about this? THEDAILY PILATES.
There you go. I also want to say happy birthday to Marley. Your mom gave us a heads up that you and your mom listen every day to the Upside with Callie and Jeff. So we want to say thank you and say happy 7th birthday. And don't forget our rule. And that rule is that you get to throw yourself another little birthday party in 6 months to celebrate 7.5, because today you got to obey all the rules and you can't have a huge giant party. So whatever you do today, have a great one, and make sure you mark 6 months from now on your calendar. 7 yeah. and 7.5.
Happy birthday, Marley.
Happy birthday, Marley.
We wanted to remind you that our friends at Racetrack are doing something really cool to make things really easy. And I can tell you how Jeff and I are going to use it. So Racetrack, you can go to order.racetrack.com before you head there, and you can place an order online. And then they have a grab, like a grab and go box. So you can like pay with your credit card. You could pass through the grab and go box and they'll put your order in there. So there's like a no contact, you know,
yeah.
Like you don't have to go in the store. And when I say I can tell you how we're going to use it, it's because Jeff is a notorious gas station snacker.
Yes, especially if you're going on a longer trip, you got to go in and get your snacks. And I just read something.
Except for no one's going on trips right now.
No, I just read something that the Sunday drive is starting to become a thing.
Where again. People get in their car and just drive
and
on
you,
Sundays.
And you just drive. And you drive not to get to a destination, but you just drive to go see the sights on the way, and then you come home. Well, if you stop at a racetrack, know that with a 30-minute heads up, they'll have everything you want waiting for
you.
And
you know what? Sometimes grocery stores right now are way too complicated. If you just need something small, maybe you need, you know, aspirin or whatever you need, you can do
this. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Or Reese's Cheez-Its, peanut butter cups.
Nutter Butters.
Jeff knows all the gas station food, the white powdered donuts.
Yes.
Those are Jeff's favorite gas station food.
Exactly.
So you can order from your nearest racetrack by going to order.racetrack.com, and they'll take care of that for you.
All right. Let's say thank you to our other partners who are making the show possible this week.
There's no better time than now to give the gift of Skylight.
We've done it for our friends and family, and we absolutely love it. Here's what it is. It is a digital photo frame. You can set it up in under 60 seconds. You plug it in, you use the touchscreen to connect to your wireless network, and then you make up an email address that's easy for your family members or your friends to remember, and they can send photos from their phone directly to the email address, and they will automatically pop up on the phone. So if there's someone that you feel so far from right now because you're not able to see them, this would be a great gift. We got Jeff's dad one for Christmas, and we love sending photos directly to his living room just to kind of keep him posted on what's going on with life. And it's just so great. We have absolutely loved our Skylight frame, and you're going to love it too. Right now, you can get $10 off your purchase when you go to skylightframe.com/upside and enter the code upside. Again, that's $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame. Just go to skylightframe.com/upside and then enter the code upside.
Future is an app that, using an Apple Watch that they'll provide for you if you don't have one, allows you to have the benefits of a personal trainer right in the comfort of your own home. And Katie from our team has been using the Future app. And right before it was offered to her, she was talking about getting a personal trainer.
It was about 3 months ago. I was actually thinking about getting a personal trainer, or it was probably a little bit longer than that. But it was before I knew about Future, and I pretty much found every excuse in the world as to why it would never work. That trainer would have hated me because I would have always canceled. And that is not the case at all with Future. I'm pretty proud of myself that I have never missed one of my Future workouts. I work out 4 times a week, and after 10 weeks, I'm really starting to see results. I shared that before and after picture in the Pick Me Up newsletter this week, and I know this is a bold statement, but I really do kind of feel like me again. And what I mean by that is better than I felt about my body from before I was pregnant. Future has me feeling the best I've felt in years.
Sign up for Future today by going to tryfuture.com/upside. You'll get your first 2 weeks with your personal trainer and the Apple Watch for just $1. That's tryfuture.com/upside. 2 weeks for $1. You could see results just like Katie did. tryfuture.com/upside.
Jeff and I talk a lot about therapy on the show because it has changed both of our lives in such a dramatic way. And maybe there's something in your life that you're kind of stuck on. Maybe you just feel blue. You just feel ugh right now and you want a step in some sort of direction. BetterHelp can help you with that. They're going to match you with a licensed professional counselor, one of the thousands that they have, and you can start communicating with someone that can help you in under 24 hours. They are committed to helping you find the best counselor for you, a licensed professional counselor, and you don't even have to leave your house to do it. You can communicate with them on video chat, on text, over the phone, and you can do that all without leaving your house. So it is way less intimidating than just random Googling and see who you wind up with. Right now, you can go to betterhelp.com/upside and get 10% off your first month. Join over 800,000 people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/upside. And that's going to give you 10% off your first month.
Callie, it's the moment you have been waiting for.
Name that noise!
I'm so excited about this, and I also love, I'm totally on board with your jingles.
Well, that's not a jingle, that's just a intro.
Well, whatever it is, I'm into it.
All right.
Seems so official.
All right, let's go over the rules for Name That Noise real quick, okay? Because I wanted to make sure that I made this fair and simple.
How many rules are there?
Well, on the official rule sheet, there's like 16, but most of those are technical crap.
Okay.
You know, stuff like, this promotion is open to all legal residents of the United States. This promotion is
something. Oh, yeah, no, just tell me the good stuff.
Yeah. So here's how it's going to work. Every day that we play, we are going to play a sound, a noise on the podcast, on the upside. Your job is to identify what that sound is, and you have to do so specifically. Okay. So an example of a non-specific guess is a pair of scissors. That doesn't count. A specific guess would be a pair of scissors cutting a piece of construction paper. That's a specific guess. So that's what we're looking for, is the specific answer. If you think you know what it is, you text the word noise to 800-434-5454. 800-434-5454. Put it in your phone. The word is noise. And every time that we play, we will randomly select from the previous 24 hours one phone number to call and make a guess. So rather than being caller calling in and being caller 100,
We're going to call you.
It's you're not going to increase your chances by entering more than once in a 24-hour period, because you'll get disqualified. We're only taking one phone number. But if you, multiple people in your house have phones,
they can
all text the word noise. And then we'll call you back and you will make a guess. If you get it right, you win. Up for grabs. Right now we have an Amazon Alexa device and a $100 Amazon gift card.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah, that's the prize for round one. Okay. So that's
Which is great that you're doing a prize, because I thought this was just like a practice round.
No. I mean, I figured I had to go and I had to figure out the rules and I had to get the sound and all that stuff. I might as well make it count. So, Callie, the first guess is yours. So what would happen is you would hear the sound. Okay, so here's the sound. Then you would text in the word noise to 800-434-5454.
Yes, I would.
Your phone will buzz and you'll get a text. It'll say, it's Callie and Jeff. We want to play Name That Noise with you. Can we call you in 20 minutes? And you go, yes, absolutely. So we call, and then phone rings, and we say, hi, it's Callie and Jeff. And then you hear this.
Name that noise.
And it's us going, welcome to Name That Noise on the upside with Callie and Jeff. We got your text message, which means you have a guess. What's your name?
Callie Dollar, Atlanta, Georgia.
Callie Dollar from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I love this show.
Are you ready to make your guess?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll play the sound for you one more time.
It's a hard one, Jeff.
It is.
It's a hard one.
That's what she said.
I would say, taking my personal knowledge of this house out of it, that is a marble on a wood dining room table being rolled, and then it rolls down the table.
All right. You're saying a marble rolling down a wooden table.
Yes.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Not right.
I'm so excited.
You are so excited. Look how giddy you are.
This is like how I get about my 90s throwbacks. Like these games were part of my radio youth. I'm so excited.
You're filled with joy. So that is.
Oh, and you cannot make the same guess that someone else has already guessed.
Well,
or you can, but then everyone will be mad at you.
Yes.
Because that's annoying to use a whole play. So keep a list. That's the other thing. Keep a list of what other people have guessed. Listen to the show. Like, go back and listen to the other guesses and make sure that you're not wasting, because there is nothing more that everyone's going to hate you for than not knowing, and then somebody tomorrow calling and be like, it's a marble.
It's a marble on a wooden dining table.
Nope. Don't be that person.
So, all right. So if you know, 800-434-5454, if you have a guess, go ahead and text the word noise to that number, and you might be hearing from us in the next couple of days, and you will be Monday's guest on the show. Now it is time for my three random things. Number one, related to sports. Once the United States starts moving into some sort of new normal, whatever mm-hmm. it's going to be called, professional sports will return, but it's not likely going to be full contact or close proximity sports that we're used to, at least for a few months. So we're going to see a lot of golf, a lot of tennis, even swimming. But they're also working on contracts for cross-country running.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. So cross-country running could be on TV. If you've been taking your temperature to make sure that you're not sick, know this. The body temperature that we all learned is normal and healthy is 98.6 degrees.
It's lower, right?
Yeah. According to Stanford University, the new average body temperature is is over a full degree lower than that, 97.5.
I wonder where 98 point whatever came. And you remember, you know where I know that number from? Is that, remember the Winter Fresh commercial?
The what fresh?
The Winter Fresh, the gum commercial where there's like, it's a staggering 98 point whatever degrees in your mouth.
I don't remember that commercial. No.
Somebody remembers it. Oh my God. It was so good. And it's like, in your mouth. Oh my God.
I think I learned it.
Winter Fresh gum. Cool it down.
Do you learn it in health class?
No, or I learned that from the Winter Fresh commercial.
Or I think maybe you just learn it from mom, right?
Literally learned it from Winter Fresh.
Okay. And then my third random thing is when you're making choices on what you want to watch on TV, be careful, because according to media psychology, research suggests watching something dumb might actually make you dumber. In other words, you become what you watch. It's called media priming. And it's the idea that the things that we consume visually, watch or listen to or read or whatever, actually influence our emotions and our behavior much more than we realize.
This is why I don't watch reality TV. I'm not going to lie to you.
If you're a big fan of all those reality TV shows, just know that it could be it could be setting you up to be dumb.
This is something we've kind of done the past few weeks, and I really like it because I feel like it makes everybody stop and think just for a second. So here's what I want to ask. Jeff, scale of 1 to 10 this week, how's it going for you?
I think this week I am at a 5.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. You've had a tough week.
Emotionally, I feel really good. Like, I feel really blessed. I feel optimistic. I feel good, but I'm just frustrated and I think it's a frustration that comes not so much from the stuff that I'm dealing with, but the enormity of the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think I am getting disproportionately frustrated at like getting a dumb answer from a bank that I'm trying to deal with, right? Than I normally would, because there's everything else going on in the world. So I'm just taking it out on that. That's where the frustration's coming from. And the awareness of that actually makes me feel even more frustrated. Does that make sense?
So it's like a big circle in your head. It's like a cycle.
Yes. So it's like the spiral of frustration, which has me like at a five. Like if that went away, I'd be at a solid 8 or 9 like I was last week.
Yeah.
But it's just feel just general overwhelmingliness.
Yeah. And we got in our first coronavirus fight this week.
Was that a
quarantine
corona
fight? No, it wasn't corona related, but it was had to do with the stress of what's going on.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it's funny, I put that on my Instagram. We can talk about the fight later, because I will say I think that we fight really well. So one thing I would love to do on the show next week is like tips for being a good fighter. Because everybody fights. If you're in relationships, you're going to get in a fight. And I think Jeff and I, because of the combination of our relationships before this one, and we have 2 decades worth of therapy between the two of us, we're really good at that. So I think we should discuss that further. Anyways, are you going to ask me?
Oh, I thought you were about to answer. Well, how are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm at like an 8 this week.
Good.
I feel really
good. Which is awesome, because weren't you at like an 8.5 the week before?
Yeah. So I'm kind of like have maintained. I, you know, found out that things at work this week are going to be the way they are through the end of the summer. So that was kind of like a shock to the system a little bit, because there's anytime you get new, like definite news of something that's surrounding all of this, you know, like it just was like, okay. So I had wrapped my brain around the world and my work life being different through May is kind of what I had for no reason. I just was thinking in my head, okay, maybe it'll be like this through April. And then I was like, okay, maybe it'll be like this through May, you know, at work.
I think everybody in their head for whatever reason had the middle of May, like somehow that universally, even though you talk to some people who are super optimistic or super passionate about reopening the economy, regardless of what's happening health-wise, they want everything opened 2 weeks ago. And then some people who are really concerned about the virus and the resurgence, who are like, we're going to be like this until 2021.
Yeah.
Take those two
extremes
away, I feel like the whole world kind of had an average of May 15th.
Thinking, I mean, I was thinking, okay, you know, end of May. So we found out at work that it's going to be for us and our offices and the social distancing and all that stuff till through the end of the summer, which is a really long time. And I think I just had to adjust my expectations. So I think that was the hardest point of my week, was just saying, okay, so this is the way that my life is going to be, you know, for the foreseeable future.
You know what still blows my mind about that? We haven't talked about this on the show because we haven't talked about the schedule changes, but you normally work in an office with a few dozen people, right? Mm-hmm. And now you see maybe half a dozen people a day. So there are
less than that. I see 3 or 4.
Okay. So let's say that it was 3 dozen people. And now it's a half a dozen people. There are 30 people who the last time you saw them, you were not pregnant. And the next time you see them, you will be like 7.5 months
pregnant. Yeah.
And if things get extended, or if your office changes things, whatever, and there's just like another month delay, like the next time you see these people, you might be holding a baby.
We were talking about that. Remember the other day when we were talking about that with your dad? Like, if we're not traveling and then my last trimester comes, you know, like your dad might not see me pregnant at all.
Yeah, because it's after like 6.5 or 7.5 months, you can't travel anymore. Yeah.
So that like kind of adjusting my expectations to meet reality was the hardest part of my week, I think. And I'm an empath, so when I think about how that affects other people, you know, like I was really impacted by that. So that was, I think, the hardest point of my week. Will
you promise me this? I'm going to just interrupt you right now and say this so I don't forget. If everything in your office returns to normal on the schedule they have planned mm-hmm. now, which means your other 30, 32 people, whatever, will be back around you in September or October.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. If any of them congratulate you on being pregnant, will you tell them that?
I'm not.
Yeah. And just be like
what are you talking about?
No. It's just quarantine snacks.
And the face will be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So other than that, it's good. I feel like I've had more grace with myself this week with like, I'm finally being okay with coming home and taking a little nap that I need and working on some show stuff. And, hopefully next week I'll be a little better, but, pretty, pretty solid week.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
We almost didn't get to the hormone call of the day.
Hormones, hormones, hormones. It's the intense hormone call of the day.
I was pregnant 19 years ago, and that was back when pagers were still a big deal. And my boyfriend had come over, and he let me know that he got a page from his ex-girlfriend. Well, my mind already went to he was going to leave me for his ex-girlfriend. And my whole life was ruined. So I immediately started crying and had a big, huge panic attack because my mind had put it in that he was leaving me for his ex-girlfriend. And he was like, no. He tried to calm me down. It didn't work. I finally calmed down and realized it was hormones. Anyways, bye, guys.
It would only be alarming if she texted him 143.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
I didn't have a pager, so.
You've never had a pager?
No, I was a little too young.
Oh, I used to have a pager, and I had the coolest pagers. The translucent red ones and the translucent yellow ones.
Oh, wow.
So good, because I had the inside track. I was friends with the Beeper King.
Is that the literal name of the business?
Yeah, JJ was the Beeper King, and he had.
I thought beepers were so cool. Now, I did have, much as kids have now, like one of those, the beepers that had like gum in it, you know, like the candy ones.
The toy ones.
So I was in that age bracket, but not old enough to have like an actual pager. Also, I want to know from that woman's story, is she married to that guy now? Because that would be the funniest part of that story. If she like freaked out at her boyfriend and like now it's her husband.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Well, I don't know why I said that. Maybe it's
I don't know. You have no
idea. Well, they had a baby together, so now they must get married and be together forever.
The end.
Okay, here's my unpopular opinion. I am a teacher who is absolutely loving this online learning. I don't know why. I think it's really fun. I have time to actually plan cool, engaging lessons that are like the kids actually are liking it. I have Google Hangouts and the kids that want to pop in and say hi and ask questions, and like it's super fun. All of my kids that are doing their work consistently and on time, I'm dropping little candy bags off on their doorstep tomorrow. Like, I love it. Kind of working at my own pace and getting a lot of stuff done. Sorry parents who don't like having their kids home and homeschooling them. I mean, my students are high school, so they don't need their parents to sit there and do like spelling words with them, but I love it.
It has now become part of my daily routine. I take one stick of liquid IV powder, mix it in 16 ounces of water every single morning. I'm getting vitamin C, 4 different B vitamins, plus I'm getting hydration at 2 or 3 times faster, at a rate 2 or 3 times faster than if I just had the water alone. So many things to love about liquid IV, but number one is being healthy. Getting vitamin C and these B vitamins can't be a bad thing at these times. But also staying hydrated is important. Everybody's routine is disrupted, and that means you probably aren't drinking water the same way you were before. If you were before. Well, with glucose, sodium, and potassium in every stick of liquid IV powder, you are going to have hydration delivered right to your bloodstream along with those vitamins. So get on board. Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand, and at 25% off everything on their website, you've got nothing to lose. Go to liquidiv.com. Use the code UPSIDE at checkout. That's liquidiv.com. The code is UPSIDE when you check out. And just so you know, lemon lime is my favorite, but I've heard great things about the strawberry cake.
Hey, Kelly, Jeff, this is Casey from Georgia. I was listening to today's episode and you started to talk about 90 shows. And as soon as Kelly said Rescue 911, I knew exactly the next one that was coming. And it still petrifies me to this day. That theme music, my mom calls me and just puts on that Unsolved Mysteries music to freak me out. I hated that show. And I can't even stand to hear the name of it. And definitely not that awful theme song. Thanks. Love y'all. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Jen. Had to pause today's show and tell you a really funny story. When Callie was talking about workplace etiquette, I worked in an office years ago, and we often had temporary employees. And this one particular employee, it was around Thanksgiving time, and she stole someone's entire honey-baked ham from the refrigerator and took it with her. And it was awful, but it's hysterically funny now. So there you go. Have a great day. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, dude. It's a little wild and a little strange. When you make your home out on the range, I freaking loved that show. Okay, crazy roommate story. So in college, I was living with a friend and then two of her friends. So they were just like friend of a friend, like not close with them. So the one friend of a friend is a hostess at a restaurant, and she goes on a couple dates with this bartender. And then months later, I start working there as well, and then we kind of go on a date, and she literally tried to jump off the roof of the house because she was so upset that I went on a date with him 6 months later. So fast forward, been together for 11 years, been married for 6 years, have a kid. Hilarious. When I was in college, my senior year, I had dated a guy from my freshman year to my senior year. Went into my senior year that summer before, and we broke up. My roommate that I was moving in with my senior year started dating him. So needless to say, I was not going to room with somebody that was dating my boyfriend of 3 years. So I moved out, and they are actually married with two kids and live near my college. So, yeah, crazy as it is, it would have been weird. So I didn't do it. So there's my story. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were some good days, but a lot of not so good days. If we take it just one day at a time with a positive attitude, anything is possible.